For today's In Touch, I talked to Melanie DeVore, organizer of the first Swinging Bridge Festival in Columbus Junction. Proceeds from the event will be used for bridge maintenance.
The bridge is currently in safe condition, but as anything that was originally built in 1886, it's been rebuilt through the years, and there's continual maintenance to make sure that it continues to be safe. There has been some structural work done recently, so the bridge is fine. The only thing we are probably going to work on the west side. There's some water runoff, just some of the structural areas underneath. We did do some shoring up a couple weeks ago, but the bridge is safe. It just, every once in a while, some maintenance has to be done, and so we're just going to raise some money for that, and then we'd like to do some additional development around the Swinging Bridge area.
What sort of things do you have in mind?
Well, as the event organizer, I'm helping to raise the money, and then those decisions will go through our City Parks and Recreation Board, who are responsible for all the parks in Columbus Junction. We've made some recommendations that we'd like to put in some permanent benches in the parking area, and then there's an area down along Highway 92 that we'd like to put like a welcome sign and do some landscaping. We'd like to do some additional flower plantings, and then with our bioplank promotion that we're doing, we'd like to put up some kind of permanent structure to recognize those folks who have donated towards the bridge. Like when you go into a state park and you see a structure where you can pick up brochures about the area, and there'd be something there that would be behind a protective surface that we could keep adding plaques to that.
You mentioned when the bridge was built. As that sign details out before you actually go onto the bridge, the renovations that it's gone through, and it isn't even the first bridge that's been in that spot.
No, the first bridge was actually not a swinging bridge. It was a series of steps and then platforms, steps and platforms that went down the ravine, and then at the bottom there was a wooden bridge that went across the bottom of the ravine. And that was built by the local residents just to get to the other side from 4th Street to 3rd Street. And then the next bridge was a suspension style. And from then on, it's been a suspension style bridge, which does sway when you walk on it. It has movement, of course. So there's been some major work done on it probably every 15, 20 years.
And the nickname of the bridge, do you have any information on the history behind that?
Well, after the second bridge was built, it was called Lover's Leap Bridge because there's a story that an Indian maiden, her lover was killed in battle, and she threw herself off the bridge, and so that's why it was called Lover's Leap Bridge. We don't know a lot about that. It's kind of a story or a myth that's been passed down through the years, but because this area is between two rivers, a couple hundred years ago, it was an Indian reservation, and so, you know, it's possible that happened, but because this first bridge was built in 1886, we're not sure there was really that many Native Indians in the area. So it's just a fun story that's passed down. Who knows?
Is the bridge more of something that draws people who are driving through town, or is it a place that residents frequent?
It's a little of both. As I've been doing research, putting together this festival, I have heard some wonderful stories of the locals growing up around the bridge or taking their kids to the bridge. People take their grandkids to the bridge. Every time I'm up there, somebody pulls in and gets out with some children. They go on the bridge. People have said they used to deliver papers and they'd ride their bike across the bridge. I've had people tell me they rode their motorcycle across the bridge. Just a lot of fun stories. It really was interesting to me how this bridge stirs up all these memories for people. So the day of the festival, we are going to have somebody up at the bridge videotaping people sharing their memories of the bridge, and then that will be on our local cable station.
That was part one of my conversation with Melanie DeVore, organizer of this weekend's Swinging Bridge Festival. Tune in tomorrow, where we'll focus on the festival itself. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.